Marjorie Ward Marshall, my mother, was the first director I ever met. Wearing an apron and teaching tap dancing in the basement of our Grand Concourse apartment building, she was a Bronx housewife and a tap dance teacher you didn't want to mess with. She ran a tight ship, and little girls never dawdled in putting on their tap shoes and costumes in front of my mom. She believed that dancing and performing were good for children because they gave them self-esteem and a purpose all their own. My mother taught us that the best thing in life was to entertain people and make them laugh. The biggest sin in life was to bore people. "Beware of the boring," she said. "What is boring, Ma?" I asked. "Your father," she said. Mom was a born entertainer who thought performing was not just a hobby or even a profession, but a way of living that was as essential as breathing or eating. She was a 5'6" slacks-wearing perky blonde with a dancer's body and a comedian's mouth. Mom was always on, from her hyper-cajoling of her dance students to her late-night intensity when she would type out the songs, dance routines, and skits for her own dance recital. I would be in my bed and still hear her typewriter as I went to sleep. Her typing sounded like rain. Always working, she would go to Broadway shows, steal the routines, and come back to type them up for her students to perform. I knew right from the beginning that if I could make my mom laugh, then I could make her love me. If Mom had been born at another time in history, she could have become a stage performer or actress herself. Born in 1910, Mom just missed the feminism movement and was faced with raising three children in the Bronx during the 1940s. Her goal in life was to teach as many kids as possible, including her own children, Gary, Ronnie, and Penny, to tap dance. There was Ronnie, the middle child, a nice daughter, and Penny, the youngest child, whom my mother seemed to crown troublemaker the moment she came out of the birth canal. And I, of course, was the oldest child and the one who was always sick. Mom's students adored her because she was funny and irreverent, whether she was charming your pants off or hurting your feelings. She commanded the kind of power and respect as a director even Orson Welles and Marty Scorsese would find enviable. She could be encouraging to the students with talent, but spoke with a bite to those who didn't show potential. "You, the pretty girl with the fat legs, you should play an instrument instead of dancing." Or she might move someone behind the scenes altogether. "Hey, Zelda, or whatever your name is, you have two left feet. You can pull the curtain for the show." Traditional motherhood duties took a back seat to the curtain, the audience, and showtime. Since we were always running low on milk, Mom invented the family drink, Pepsi and milk, to make our dairy supply last longer. When she didn't have time to simmer and cook fresh tomato sauce, she told us that Campbell's tomato soup with noodles was just as Italian as spaghetti. If we were rushing to get down to the basement to make our curtain calls, she might squirt ketchup on our pasta and call it a night. My mom could make us smile, laugh, and cry all in the same hour. On my birthday one time, she said, "Gary is celebrating 11 years of being round-shouldered." When my sister Penny had an overbite, she said, "When I want to open a Pepsi bottle, I do it with Penny's teeth." She taught us that to dwell on our problems was a waste of time, and to make entertainment for others was supreme.